That song is entitled Perfect Peace. It's by Larry Carlton. All right, we are looking at truth. We're really wanting to hear what God says about this connection that we're asking about, that we're exploring. Is there a connection between our sin and the corruption of God's earth? Leviticus chapter 26. God started out by giving the Israelites, his people, some do's and don'ts, telling them some things that he wanted them to do, telling them some things that he wanted them to avoid doing. Again, now this is about relationship. And God really wants us to have a good relationship with him. He knows what works for us. He knows what works against us. He knows what what displeases him. So he knows what he wants us to avoid doing, avoid saying, avoid being. So he tells us, and he's been doing that from the very beginning, with regards to Adam and Eve, just one thing: don't eat from this tree. They ate from that tree, and literally a world of sin came pouring in behind that one act of disobedience, including the decision by many people to be so rebellious towards God that not only do they refuse to obey him and love him and honor him, but they also insist on worshiping anything and anyone but God. So God was letting them know what they needed to do in order to please him. He's been doing that from the beginning, letting us know what it takes to please him. And what pleases him is something that is always in our best interest. He let them know what he had done for them. And then he went on to let them know what would take place if they refuse to obey him. So we're still in Leviticus chapter 26, beginning at verse 14. But if you will not listen to me and carry out all these commands, and if you reject my decrees and abhor my laws and fail to carry out all my commands and so violate my covenant, then I will do this to you. Covenant. My covenant, my covenant, my covenant. Covenant. That aspect of the relationship whereby God lets us know what he requires of us. And if we obey him, he does good things for us. But if we disobey him, he can do bad things to us. That's what covenant relationship is about. If you will not listen to me, verse 16, then I will do this to you. I will bring upon you sudden terror, wasting diseases and fever that will destroy your sight and drain away your life. Destroy your sight and drain away your life. Fever. And wasting diseases. He was letting them know what was going to take place physically. And believe me when I say, ladies and gentlemen, God meant it when he said, I will do this to you. I will bring upon you sudden terror. And please keep in mind, he was talking to his people. He was not talking to the people who were worshiping all kinds of other false gods, demons. He was talking to his people. There are a lot of people who teach that God would never hurt anyone. And then when you show them in scripture, many times when he has hurt other people, well, he wouldn't hurt his people, though. He doesn't do that. And they're trying to make it seem like God can be manipulated into only doing good things if we just have faith. God teaches very clearly that he does do harm to his people when his people are rebellious. He meant it when he said, I will do this to you. I will bring upon you sudden terror, wasting disease, and fever that will destroy your sight and drain away your life. You will plant seed in vain because your enemies will eat it. Verse 17, I will set my face against you so that you will be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee even when no one is pursuing you. Let's keep reading. If after all this, you will not listen to me, I will punish you for your sins seven times over. I will break down your stubborn pride. Now, who heard that? God saying, I will break down your stubborn pride. How many of you have stubborn pride that you just refuse to let go of? I can just hear some people, some churchgoers now saying, oh, no, you'll never break down my stubborn pride. I will die before I let you break down my pride. I'm just that tough. Here's the thing. God doesn't have to break down our stubborn pride in this temporary phase of life. He says very clearly that there's coming a day when every knee shall bow. And believe me when I say, when he throws folks into hell, oh yeah, he'll break down stubborn pride. Then stubborn pride will be broken down while people are suffering in hell. Stubborn pride will be broken down while people are standing before the judgment seat. Stubborn pride will be broken down while people are suffering in the lake of fire. My recommendation is that you let your stubborn pride be broken now before you die, rather than have your stubborn pride broken after you die. Because if you allow your stubborn pride to be broken before you die, then after you die, you can be received into heaven. When the Lord God comes to the earth, his new heaven and his new earth, and he comes to the new earth to live with his people forever. Nothing but peace and joy forever and ever and ever. 1,000 years after the new heaven and new earth are put in place, you'll still be experiencing only peace and joy. No fear, no hatred, just peace and joy. No sadness. He will have wiped every tear from my eyes and made everything new. It's worth giving up that pride now in order to have that kind of life later for all eternity. If after all this you won't listen to me, I'll punish you for your sins seven times over. I will break down your stubborn pride and make the sky above you like iron and the ground beneath you like bronze. It sounds to me like our sins can cause corruption of God's earth.